You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome here to your Saturday morning broadcast. I will be your fill-in guest host, Richard Carey, filling in for Mr. Farron Showoff. Farron had to attend to some things, and he'll be back for whichever broadcasts possible in the near future. But he's definitely still in the driver's seat here, folks. But I do the show Monday through Friday at 12 noon. I've been doing it since this past August, Beyond the Official Narrative with Richard Carey. And I am a fan of Farron's show, so try to do the best to keep you well-informed here. And certainly I stand by all the same principles, fighting against the lies, deceit, propaganda, and absolutely... we are the only ones who provide independent media. We the people. That's a phrase I do like to always mention when I reach out for donations for the station, folks. Free speech has never been able to stay alive, you know, without being funded by we the people, but we only found that when the internet came along to a much greater degree. But please, if you can, support us. You know, there's many ways you can do that. At RBN, you can go to the website donate page and use PayPal. You can call the RBN staff to donate with your credit or debit. You donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. So I will be taking calls in the second hour, as Farron generally does. And I may have a gentleman contributing with me here at the bottom of the hour. So I look forward to his perspective a bit as well, helping me fill in some mighty big shoes, because Farron is quite a host, I have to say. He covers a lot of great material on a wide range. And what to start with, it's always a crazy choice, no matter what you begin with these days. We do have a bit of a pushback from some of the states regarding these vaccine freedom passports, these digital passports they're trying to force through the corporations. I mean, Idaho is now joining three other states. So now we have Utah, Florida, Texas, and Idaho, where on the state level, we have these governors with executive orders against the coronavirus vaccine passports. I heard that there's a line of cruise ships in Florida region that Governor DeSantis over there is even trying to sue regarding how it's impacting Florida's, I take it, income from the tourist industry. Of course, everything's been devastated from this. I'm up here in Chicago myself, and Illinois has seen, one-third of businesses completely destroyed permanently. They're not coming back. It's just ridiculous how any retractions from any of these alleged medical agencies, any government officials, any sort of retractions are never able to really get through. You know, it's just amazing. I mean, you know, you'll hear the fear mongering about the masks and claims of asymptomatic spread, but Anytime that someone makes a correction, that's just buried. You know, that's just buried. That's not helping the agenda. So we can just forget about all that. We have Biden, who now is trying to move up the deadline for making everyone eligible. So this is social engineering, you know, at first to make it seem like there's artificial scarcity with the shots. And I get lazy and I start calling them vaccines. But of course, these are operating system gene therapies, very experimental and dangerous. And of course, it's already killing far more people than are being reported. We know what's reported is only a shred of actually what's out there with the deaths and negative side effects, adverse medical reactions, however they want to try to state it. So now, as of April 19, the vaccine will be available to everyone. Of course, up until now, they were mostly saying, first responders, in some cases trying to push it toward the elderly first. And, of course, they're more susceptible, but it's harder for them to deal with the vaccines, these shot therapies, these gene therapies as well. And of course, we know that anything and everything under the sun qualifies with these PCR tests. As far as what is a positive, it's completely erroneous. I mean, it's meaningless. You know, these are remnants, relics, fragments of something you may have had at some point in your lifetime, which could qualify. And that is any range of coronavirus, including not just the seasonal flu, but even the common cold. I don't think people are even aware that, you know, even that you've had the cold at some point in your life, folks, could be why you're getting a positive PCR test if you do. The whole idea of asymptomatic spread is one of those things they always buried, never to be seen or heard from again. The theory of COVID-19, this is from Activist Post. The theory COVID-19 could be spread by asymptomatic people was originally based on a case of a single woman who supposedly infected four other people while experiencing no symptoms. Anthony Fauci said this case, quote, lays the question to rest, unquote. The only problem was no one had asked the woman in question if she had symptoms at the time. And then when it turned out she did, the study on her was retracted. A subsequent study, quote, did not link any COVID-19 cases to asymptomatic carriers, unquote. And yet another, after that, concluded transmission of the disease by asymptomatic carriers, quote, is not a major driver of spread, unquote. Yet policies based on this falsehood, like lockdowns, forcing asymptomatic people to wear masks, remains in place. So, like I was saying, they're now trying to gradually, you know, make you coaxed into getting the vaccine in a number of different psychological techniques. From the way I see it, I mean, I noticed at one point they were talking about race being a factor. Oh, well, you know, this whole COVID-19, you know, black people and other people of color are more susceptible to it, minorities. So we have to prioritize them with giving out the vaccines. I already heard a lot of talking heads with their pro people of color, if you will, the talking points in the past couple of months here. And so, you know, there's this like tug of war, you know, the elderly, first responders, people of color. And then finally, you know, Biden with this, you know, drum roll, please. April 19th. OK, available to everyone. And so everyone's going to run out. Oh, OK, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to be in line, you know, early that morning or the night before, sleeping out like you're trying to get tickets to the Pink Floyd event as a teen or something. I don't know. It's it is crazy, though. I mean, how many people are lined up? I mean, Farron was mentioning even his neck of the woods in North Carolina there. And, of course, where I am, you know, it's just mask central here in Chicago. I'm getting out of here myself. My only crime is having been born here. you know. But yeah, I'm definitely planning on packing up in about a year or so, really, due to family that we want to be closer with on the wife's side down in the southeast. I've been here my whole life, though. I'm, 44 currently. And Chicago is just as corrupt as California or New York, kind of a horrible fusion of the two, really. And, of course, our long history with gangsterism, and currently we have Beetlejuice as mayor in Chicago. Lightfoot, I don't know, call her Heavyfoot, you know, Beetlejuice Heavyfoot. And, of course, our Zionist governor here, Prixner, is certainly making me envious of governors in places like Texas and Florida. And Florida actually looks like my destination, as fate would have it. So we'll see how things go. But the amount that these governors and mayors are just making it common everyday practice to revolt. I don't know. It has its positive and negative attributes. We're having a fracturing, definitely, of these united republics. I mean, on every issue, from voter laws to the lockdowns, it's certainly getting more fracturing as time goes on with this Biden attempt to accelerate this global New World Order here at home. I mean, it's just amazing how much we've seen attempted as far as a permanent transformation of our culture, you know, in such a short time, even before Biden took office. The critical race theory, for example, that Trump was making an effort to push back against, I'd like to touch on that more a bit later in the show. But the amount these states are pushing back is a good thing. I'd say, I don't know, there's a big discrepancy. And then we have the corporations. That's the part I was trying to get to, is aside from the mayors, governors, totally trying to rewrite the Constitution and Bill of Rights, be damned, you know, any laws we have, rewrite as they choose on a whim. Far too frequently now, we have the corporations, which to a larger degree, it's clear in this country at the moment, at least, are being left with the task of actually enforcing any of these draconian mandates. In other countries, it seems like the government is already far more than willing to take that role itself, with mandating these vaccines, with far more brutality on the people just for peaceful protesting of the lockdowns and masks. I have some of those reports here I could touch on a bit. But yeah, as far as the whole April 19th thing and the death rollout, we'll see in the wake of it. It's many people are saying a large amount of the deaths could be expected 2 to 3 years after you get this gene altering operating system, experimental therapy shot, you know. So yeah, we'll have the whole range in between, of course, the whole spectrum of anywhere from deaths within what, hours or a week or so, week or two, to, you know, months down the line. And yes, very many with a couple of years, say 2-3 years as a projected average. Of course, lifespans, they're saying for any age group are going to be considerably shortened. They're saying people who are elderly, you could expect only a 2-3 year life. On average, if you take it and you're in an elderly age group, if you're middle-aged and younger, they're saying you're still shaving most likely at least like about 10 years off your life as far as the estimates. And that's on the positive side, you know, if you don't die sooner, of course, with all these reactions. It's pretty crazy. But right now it's the corporations here in the U.S., far worse than some other nations. But we'll you know, we'll see how much more we get reported a little after the 19th. That will be telling. And then there are so many talking heads out there prostituting themselves and their image. Like Morgan Freeman, okay? I mean, he's one of these, he's always cast for the role of the wise man, you know? And people believe so much what they see on television, it's their reality these days. You know, of course, he's always been perfect for them. You know, they don't want a white man these days in those kind of roles. So Morgan Freeman, he's been a godsend for decades for these Hollywood Jewish typecasters. And of course, yeah, just like what his female counterpart would be someone like Whoopi Goldberg. You know, I mean, she's always the genius sage to call upon, the wise one. So Morgan Freeman, as if in reality, he's qualified in any of these areas. But Morgan Freeman says, if you trust me, you'll get the vaccine. Now, that is just the most shameless thing I can imagine coming from an actor who has high profile. I mean, you're thinking of all the roles you've seen him in, all the characters where he's been an authority or expert in this or that. And then, you know, people just pure projection with the IQ level of most people these days. They just don't, there's a disconnect in seeing the barrier between reality and fiction. And so, yeah, it's very manipulative because a lot of people, they're going to just lap that right up like a sheep. Wow. Morgan Freeman, if you trust me, you'll get the vaccine. I mean, so I guess he has no, he'll have no guilt when the deaths start rolling in. His conscience, he feels, will be clear, evidently. Or he trusts in the science that much that he's willing to bet his reputation on it as an actor who's paid to convincingly portray something. I don't know. It's amazing. And they're trying to claim all these mutant strains, double mutant strains, whatever words they can, to ramp up the fear. And that's going on across Europe and all across the U.S. Highly contagious COVID-19 variant has now spread to all 50 U.S. states, alarming experts about new wave. It's the title of one article here. They're saying in the U.K. and in the U.S. since October, this has already been the case. The Amish community, why are they not getting COVID-19? Well, they don't watch television. I've been hearing that joke a lot lately, but it's really not a joke. You know, I mean, if you aren't aware of all this propaganda and you're just going about your life, there's not going to be any COVID-19 in your community. And the Amish are a great example of that. Sweden, no one can explain how Sweden didn't do lockdowns. And, you know, I didn't even check the most recent, though. For all I know, they might be claiming that now the rates are soaring in Sweden. Finally, months and months later, as an inevitable long-term result of not locking down. I mean, more testing of these inaccurate, meaningless PCR tests, that's how you're getting more cases, you know, and that's true of any area. When they do more testing, they get their case increase or spikes. But France is back in lockdown. Currently, I got a lot more information to jump to on France, shifting topics in a bit. But yeah, France is back in lockdown. A lot of European countries, riots in Rome with tyrannical lockdowns. But I mentioned the states here that are pushing back. We had Utah being the first one. And then we had, I believe it was Florida next. No, I'm sorry. It was Texas. Yes. And then, or wait, no, I'm sorry. I believe it was maybe Florida before Texas. Yeah. And then, so yeah, so finally now we have Idaho joining Utah, Florida, Texas. Oh, we have the first break already. And I do have someone joining me for the bottom half of this hour. And we'll be taking calls in that second hour. Stick around. We'll be right back. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Showoff, the alternative media.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back, folks. The alternative media, and I didn't even give out the date at the start of the show. I think Saturday, April 10, 2021 already. And I am Richard Carey filling in for Farron Showoff here on this Saturday broadcast. I was bringing up the states that are rejecting these vaccine passports again because I wanted to comment on Texas and Fauci, because Fauci is out there just like Sweden, which I had mentioned, generally resisted the lockdowns and have not had spikes, at least up until recently, unless they're now manipulating things further. But Fauci can't explain why Texas COVID cases keep dropping despite reopening. It's been a month, a little over a month now, like a month and a week or more since Texas reopened fully. You know, no masks No social distancing, no lockdowns. After the first couple of weeks, he was saying, oh, well, you know, it could take a couple of weeks, few weeks for symptoms to show up generally. So, you know, it's, who's to say that it's not just now about to happen? Probably about now. He can't really. He's trying still. He's still trying to say that, oh, you know, it can take a while to unfold. And what now we're into what, as I say, well past the fifth week, almost 6 weeks now. I don't know. They're never going to admit these deaths from vaccine. Well, shot, correction. Okay, shot, gene-altering experimental operating system therapies are the cause of the deaths. They're never going to admit that coming weeks and years, and it'll be increasingly difficult to prove. You know, it's going to be one of those things you're always trying to convince people of, I'm afraid, like the true nature of JFK's assassination, like 9/11 and the true facts surrounding it. Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid to, you know, Charlottesville, you know, the deadly Charlottesville, just like the deadly Capitol riot, as opposed to the mostly peaceful BLM protests for humanity, right, from last year. Of course, no, those don't apply to, and in this case now, you know, I can just see riots no matter what the verdict. And, you know, there'll be no complaints, you know, about spreading COVID from BLM, because when you're representing BLM, folks, you can't spread COVID. You know, I don't know if you knew that, but I mean, when you're engaged in activism for black people, you know, you can't spread COVID. It's a scientific fact. So trust the science, you know, hate has no home here. And, yeah, I can't breathe, right? So then. Moving right along, we do have statistics out there saying that the fear Americans have of catching COVID is reaching a new all-time low. Even the polls out of Gallup poll has admitted to this. It's dropped to a record low. They're saying 35% of Americans are worried about catching COVID-19, which is down from 49%. The 49 down to 35, that's pretty good. That's promising. You know, at this point, it's been, just about a year now. Just a year or so as far as most lockdowns here in the U.S. starting to go into effect back 2020. Polling also showed 77% say COVID situation is improving, up from 60%. And 64%, at least a fair amount of disruption to their lives, is reported, down from 70%. Well, this disruption to lives is permanent. This loss of small businesses, this transfer of wealth, to finish what they started in 2008, basically, was completely engineered, and that's permanent. So it's ridiculous they even have a statistic like that on there to act like you can fix everything overnight through a year of these lockdowns, forced restriction of maintaining your livelihood and your resources, basically. It's completely un-American and it's inhumane. You know, it's a war crime, really. I mean, all of these nations' leaders are guilty of war crimes for what's happened this past year. And that's no exaggeration. I think that should be a buzz phrase. You know, we need to start making that accusation go viral. And perhaps we could actually get some good response from it. I heard a report out of Michigan. 246 fully vaccinated get COVID-19. Well, at least test positive. In the PCR test lockdown, 3 die, according to reports. I bet more died in Michigan from the vaccine. Well, the shot therapy. I have to keep remembering to say that. We'll be right back. Bottom of the hour. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Back for the bottom of the hour here, folks. RBN, the alternative media, Richard Carey filling in for Farron Showoff on this Saturday, the 10th of April, 2021. And just to briefly go through a couple other headlines here before I bring on my my guest who's going to join me here for the bottom of the hour. We're hearing a lot of concern now about potential shedding from people who get these vaccines, where they can give off some aspects of what they're getting injected in them with these shots, these gene therapy shots, to others. I mean, I had this gentleman who's the president of the National Health Federation, Scott Tipps of the National Health Federation, NHF, on my show on Tuesday. Had him on in the past as well. And if you want to check out that archive, I mean, he makes very clear that, that there's an unknown concern there. And It's not something we've ever had an experience with in the past, but it is possible. You know, he's saying, sorry to say, but, you know, yeah, the unvaccinated may want to stay away from the vaccinated people. So I don't know. This just sets up the perfect stage for asymmetrical warfare, psychological warfare of any and all types of concerns you could have. Some people are suggesting, oh, well, what if the ones who are vaccinated will resist something that's unleashed and the ones who aren't vaccinated get wiped out? You know, yeah. And Bill Gates, just to bring up Bill Gates briefly, he's the largest owner of farmland, private owner of farmland in the U.S. now. 242,000 acres of farmland, all right? A little bit more acres if you count other properties and land. 268,000 total acres, 242,000 of farmland across 19 states. And have a map here. California, Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Florida. And we have the former Pfizer scientist. He's Pfizer's former vice president, rather, and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory diseases. Dr. Michael Yeadon out there warning governments will continue to deceive populations and lie about infectious disease diagnoses. And he's concerned that this could possibly be a way to enslave people and then kill people and cover up their crimes with this rollout of these vaccine, well, these gene therapy operating system shots. And I mean, that's pretty insane coming from former vice president and chief scientist of a former vice president of Pfizer. I mean, to say that he thinks that all of these DNA shots could is just a way to do a mass population reduction. And it's all over there. We've heard about him talking for quite a few months, but not with such bold statements as this. Another article is titled, "We Realize When We'll Re..." Try that again. "When will we realize Bill Gates is dangerously insane?" At what point do we realize Bill Gates is dangerously insane? Anyone who's done the research on the man will see, just like the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, this man has no positive intent for the large bulk of humanity. And infant trials have begun. I mean, everything's a trial here. We're all the guinea pigs. You know, I saw a meme going around with some mice. It says, "I'm not going to get my shot until the human trials are over." But now they're saying that infants should get the COVID vaccine now as well. They're going to start that out. And they've been rolling it back in Europe already due to negative reactions in some countries. But European courts are backing, as of April 9th, this is on a natural blaze, European courts back mandatory vaccinations for children. And they're being very draconian in Brussels about the lockdowns and protests. In Brussels, the capital of Europe, police are attacking people with ruthless disregard for human rights. They even rode right over people with their horses. And these are out there with videos. Israel as well. A lot of people in Israel are complaining that what's here is going to come to the rest of the world. And right now, refusing the coronavirus vaccination in Israel means your life is over, is the way they're putting it. No entrance to shopping malls, no visiting movie theaters. Children about 16 who did not take the injection are not allowed to take their exams. Protesting parties in the Knesset are brought to silence and threatened by the military. And they've revoked the medical license by the government of Israel, that is, revoked the medical license of an opposing party leader for speaking in defiance of the vaccine mandates, calling it medical apartheid. Over here, our people don't seem to stand up for anything related to these lockdowns or the vaccine or these shots that are really in large enough numbers to get much coverage. I mean, there've been tiny things you're hearing about, but nothing on the scale of Europe here. Here it's all BLM, right? We're so conditioned. We had the Iowa Capitol stormed by BLM. You're not going to hear much about this in the corporate media, but there are actually arrests that have taken place. I was surprised to hear that. I didn't expect any arrests from BLM, but of course that will not be reported on. Biden is deporting illegal aliens, depositing, rather. Now, he wouldn't deport anyone, right? Biden is depositing illegal aliens in red states, so they'll become blue states when amnesty comes. But this has been going on for forever. How did all those Somalis get in Minnesota in the first place, right? You know, out of their own accord. And then Boston, a Boston hospital will offer preferential care based on race. Now, part of the critical race theory. And two Harvard Medical School instructors wrote the report, which got this school to go on board, this hospital in Boston. It's, Brigham and Women's Hospital, Boston Review, Brigham and Women's Hospital. I'm trying to get the name of the hospital exactly there, but this is a sign of what's to come. You know, I mean, when your medical care is based on whether or not you're a person of color, combined with everyone gradually being wiped out with these gene therapies. But of course, the race agenda at the university is rampant. Professors pushing programs claiming math is racist because it requires the right answer. And Bill Gates is funneling millions into a lot of these anti-racism in mathematics sort of agendas. I mean, he has the Gates Foundation is highly manipulating a lot of this. It's fascinating. I mean, computer science is dependent on having the right answer. I mean, it's such an irony in itself, an hypocrisy. I mean, it's the snake eating its own tail. It's anything eating its own tail. ASU, Arizona State University dean, writes a book alleging that grading students' writing is white supremacy. I mean, there's so much I could comment on that, but I mean, I'll just leave it to your imagination right this second. Maybe we can get into it with some callers in the second hour. A new course will teach UNH, University of New Hampshire, students about racism in science. And we have a university researcher in Cincinnati saying intelligence is a white man's mythology. Theological school dean says white grievance and rage are baked into the DNA of Americans. FSU, Florida State University, cancels History of Karen course after campus reform report. Campus reform, they're doing a good job. I mean, they may be relatively kosher, but they do a good job at pushing back against a lot of this anti-white agenda in academia. Professor refused to call a transgender student by preferred pronoun, citing religious beliefs. There was one where a professor told the class he won't debate Ben Shapiro, who he's all bent out of shape over, but he suggests an MMA fight. And this is a typical, you know, Antifa-like approach. I mean, you know, you can't defeat them on an intellectual discourse basis. So he says, gladiator my ass. And then and give the money of the spectators paying to attend a charity. And it's just ridiculous. I actually meant to bring on a bit sooner, though. I believe I have a gentleman in queue with me here. I don't know. We'll see if he gets. Here he is.
That's, yeah. That cracked me up. It's like I could just picture Ben Shapiro summoning a golem to go to take on this guy. I'm sorry. I hate to be that way. Sometimes I actually do agree with the things that he says. And for me to be on his side was hilarious when you brought that up.
Well, I should introduce you here. This is one of my co-hosts from my weekday show, Beyond the Official Narrative. This is Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Richard.
Hey, good to have you here.
I've been listening to this recap you had this morning. I listened to Farron's show too. He does a great show. I'm glad to be able to help keep the spot warm for him and wishing them well. And
also I thought that you would be a nice compliment as well, being as I'm up here in Chicago. Yep.
Yankee, I think.
I'm a Yankee, yeah. and a city slicker. So.
Oh yeah. Yep.
You're very close there. I mean, because Farron's in North Carolina and you're in South Carolina. So.
Yes. And I used to live in the country. The city keeps creeping in here where we are. They're building up all around. But I was going to start back on the things that you covered there. You know, you talked about them saying that about asymptomatic spread, and what struck me was that maybe there's asymptomatic spread from vaccinated people that we don't know about. That could be happening, but if it was happening, it makes me think that we would see a spike where they'd been vaccines, and maybe that'll take a while. Like you said, it may be months to a year down the road before that stuff starts, but that was struck me. And in all these states that are banning the digital passports, that's a great thing. But as long as the businesses can still require them, it's not going to make that much difference. I was really struck by what you said about Israel. Israel being the center, they're just, hardcore on this stuff. It's almost like it's their plan or something. Like they had planned this out, because the Rockefellers with the lockstep and all that, with the planning that was done for this, there was a huge Israeli tie-in with that too, with the John Hopkins stuff and event 21 and everything. So what we see them doing to Israel now, I can just think that's what they want to do to the whole world. That's how they want us all to be. It's like the plan for the whole new world order thing that we know is coming, that all these things that happened at once with the digital ID and the loss of cash and all that together. While you were on, I had the thought that a good way to go in to bring all that stuff up with people would be to say it's not a vaccine. Because we had a caller yesterday, I think, that was saying stop calling this a vaccine because it's like injectable gene therapy or
I was getting a bit lazy, but I feel the same way. Yeah.
But that would be a way to bring it up with someone who doesn't know all this stuff. When they start mentioning vaccine, you can say, hey, it's not a vaccine. Did you know that's not a vaccine? And that would be a way to talk to people about it. But of course it is part of the vaccination program. They're calling it a vaccine. All of the media says that's what it is, and ultimately it's not. And so maybe that would be a way to get some of this information to people who weren't aware of it, because they know is that this is just another vaccine. Don't even know about the messenger RNA and the DNA altering aspects of it, or that it hasn't been tested, or it's not approved, that it's an emergency. They just think that, oh, there's this new measles out here and I got to go get me a vaccine for it, and then everything will be okay once I'm inoculated. They trust, there's some people out there that still trust this stuff too much. And
you were researching a similar phenomenon related to the shedding, which is leaky vaccines. Do you want to give
I would like to know more about this. Some of the listeners may know more about this than I do. I've been reading about this week. In fact, all of these so-called COVID vaccines, these gene therapy shots that they're giving people, are called leaky vaccines. And a leaky vaccine is one that spreads the virus to other people, but that's even down the road. It's one that does not prevent you catching a disease, but just prevents you having any symptoms from it. You still, if it's a virus, or even, I guess, even works this way with bacteria as well, that your body still catches it. It still goes through all of the motions, except for you don't even feel it. It's kind of like when people would say, if you get the, you get this flu shot, and if you catch the flu, it won't be as bad. It's kind of like it's good. That's what they'll assume. I don't know that there's any proof of that, but it's along the same lines. You don't get sick, but you still get the virus and spread it. And the way that I was introduced to this was there's a virus in chickens in the UK called Marek's disease. It's something that chickens get. And back in 1970, they developed the vaccine for this virus and started giving it to the chicks. And now, I don't know how long it took, but by now, nothing can survive that doesn't get the vaccine. If they vaccinate half of a brood, then the rest of them will die because they'll shed the virus.
Ooh, stick around. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, Stephen.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
And we're back, folks. Final segment of the first hour here. And the alternative media, Richard Carey filling in for Farron Showoff. And we're here with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And Stephen, you were talking about the leaky vaccine. It's more dangerous to others. Basically, when they do come in contact with something, or actually what is manifesting from, well, I mean, these are gene therapies. They're getting something synthetic from their own body that they're fighting to prepare yes. for dealing with something in real life. Then when they get something next in real life, they might not show symptoms, but still get sick, if I understand correctly, and also can pass it on where it could be more virulent to those they pass it on to.
Yes.
In the meanwhile, if they don't get their update every year, you know, just like the software companies for the vaccines, then your health might deteriorate with these gene therapies. You're like on a treadmill. You'll never get off once you're on it.
That sounds like a perfect way to sum it up. That's what they plan to do to us, to hook us up to the vaccine, the way they hooked us up to the internet and had to keep, you know, correcting the get the update on your software on your computer. Well, now you're gonna have to get the update on your software in your cells and your DNA, or you're gonna get sick. And it could be because of something else they released. You'd mentioned that assuming people might assume that if you get this shot, then you won't get sick from the next thing they release. And it's just such a conundrum trying to figure out what they're doing. I mean, it just,
well, it's, you know, I mean, it is the same sort of model that software companies use. And it's why those companies want the viruses out there, computer viruses, that is, because
yes.
that, you know, that gives an incentive to get their update, their product the next year and pay that yearly subscription, never own any of your own software or data anymore. And now you never own your own health or immune system. You lease it from year to year.
Exactly. Yeah. It just another example of how we're just slaves in this planet to the power that be there, to the bankers and the big tech and the people that are rolling this thing out. It's like, I don't know. It's very frustrating. And
well, look, we have the station ID coming on in just a moment or two. And we are going to take calls in the second hour. I believe we have someone in queue already. That just want to touch on a story or two briefly at the opening of the second hour, and then we'll get to the phones. So if you want to call in, folks, 512-248-8252. That number again, 512-248-8252. Or if you don't have unlimited cell minutes, you can call 800-313-9443. But yeah, we look forward to hearing feedback on all of these topics. A lot of these articles I mentioned in the first hour, I'd love to hear some of the callers' feedback on any number of what has been discussed here. And as far as this this gradual pushback, hopefully more states will join the four. That's not nearly a large enough number. All right, stick around, folks. Be back for the second hour.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.